At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your wonderful, most smart, most funny, most attractive podcast host, Spencer. And this is, of course, the most impressive, the most accurate, the best, most viewed, most watched, most listened to, just best podcast in the world, the dictionary. Oh, we got to get into the words because we have kind of just one word, and there's a lot of definitions for it. And so we're going to go with my tired self. We're going to go. All right. The first word is the first form of the word flash. F-L-A-S-H. Verb from the 13th century. Starting with intransitive, number one. The synonyms are rush and dash. Rush and dash and flash. This is used of flowing water. When the river is rushing, it's also dashing, it's also flashing. The river is flashing? I've heard rushing water, flowing water, but dash and flash? I don't know. There's something going on with these words. There's a connection with the SH sound. Russian dash and flash. Russian dash and flash. These are the, it's like the reindeer. Number two, to break forth in or like a sudden flame or flare. To break forth into a flame or flare. So like the match flashed into a flame. Something bursting into a flame. It's flashing. Number 3A, to appear suddenly, whoa, as in an idea flashes into her mind. Whoa, where did that idea come from? Where did that thought come from? It just popped in my brain. Oh my God, it was like it's like a light bulb went off. It flashed in my brain. 3B, to move with great speed, as in the days flashed by. Oh, that is definitely happening when you get to be my age and older. The day is like, whoa, how did I just, what? Wasn't I just 27 a few days ago? No. And then, of course, I think about, with flash and rush and dash, I think about the kid in The Incredibles who I think his name was Dash, and he flashed by. They couldn't use flash because I think it was already used by DC, so they came up with a different name for somebody who can go at crazy fast speed. 4A, I think we're on 4A, to break forth or out so as to make a sudden display. To break forth or out to make a sudden display. Here I am, I'm breaking forth, I'm flashing for you all to see, I'm displaying everything here. Like a peacock. Now we have 4B, to act or speak vehemently and suddenly, especially in anger. I'm so angry. We had, I think in the last episode or so, we had some similar words about flaring up and flashing because I'm in anger. 5A is to give off light suddenly or in transient bursts. Pew, pew. Maybe the lightning blugs. Blugs? what's the other name that we just had? Fireflies. The fireflies are flashing their butts. Or maybe the strobe light is flashing pew 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 light in a bursting bursts, transient bursts. Yes, it's sudden, goes away. Sudden, goes away. What are some other flashes? Light bulb or flashlight? Flashes, if it's a flashlight, it's literally in the name. That's probably going to be in the next episode. Yes, it is, flashlight. All right, number 5B is to glow or gleam, especially with animation or passion, as in her eyes flashed with anger. We're always bringing anger into the examples. Can't her eyes flash with something else? I mean, it said passion. Maybe her eyes flashed with passion. With flashing. Number six is to change suddenly or violently into vapor? Ooh. Flash out of existence? Of course, I think about in the Marvel world, in those fictional stories of yore. Thanos snapped his fingers, and half of living things in the entire universe flashed into a vapor, into ash, actually. To change suddenly or violently into vapor. I don't know what is this, what is really flashing out like this. Number seven. Oh, here we go. This is the adult definition. To expose one's breasts or genitals, usually suddenly and briefly, in public. In public. I guess it doesn't have to be in public. You can flash your mirror. If you want to flash yourself, you can do that. That's in private. That's fine. In public, that's where it becomes problematic for sure. Flashing, yeah, well, you know, there's the stereotypical guy in a trench coat, and he's walking around, and then all of a sudden he flashes himself, and then he walks away. He's got nothing underneath, or maybe just a sock. This definitely seems like something that is stereotypically more of a male thing to do, although, you know, there's the New Orleans Mardi Gras time where women are flashing their breasts, pulling up their shirt to get the necklaces. I don't know why. What's the point? Oh, yay, I have a cheap plastic necklace. What am I going to do with this? I exposed myself for these. I don't understand. I don't really get it. But hey, if you want to do it, that's fine. You do that. You can be. It's like you're being an exhibitionist. But, you know, there's something going on in the brain when it's not the thing for cheap necklaces, but it becomes this like sexual thing for these people who want to expose themselves to people, and they get turned on by it. And like, there's something going on in the brain. I don't know if you could call that a fetish or one of those other similar terms, but you know, it's like they can't get sexual excitement unless they do this thing, unless they expose themselves to somebody who doesn't want to have that happen to them. It's not cool. It is not cool. And, you know, maybe there are other ways that you can get this instead of going out in public and exposing yourself to unwitting, unexpecting people. They don't want that. They don't want that. Yes, sudden. That's the big thing about this word and other words. It's a sudden thing. Okay, well, that was just great. Now we have number eight, even greater, eighter. To have sudden insight. This is often used with the word on, flash on. I mean, I think of, yeah, similar to that one about just a sudden idea. Oh, I got an insight. Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that before. Interesting. I got a flash on that idea, that concept. Those were all intransitive, and now we have transitive. Number 1A is archaic. This synonym is splash. Flash and splash. There must be an etymological reason that these are connected. Splashing in the water? Flashing in the water? Not sure. 1B is to fill by a sudden inflow of water. A flash of water. I, of course, think of like a dam being broken and the water flashes. All of a sudden, the whole valley is filled with water. Damn you, beavers, you broke your... No, the beavers, it's probably somebody else who broke the dam. The beavers, they know how to make a dam. They're not messing around. 2A. To cause the sudden appearance of, and the thing that might be suddenly appearing, is light. To cause the sudden appearance of light. So this is when you are controlling the light switch. I can't reach the light switch over there, otherwise I would make the lights flash. Well, I can't.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Do this one, actually. Boop, 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 boop. I mean, the exposure is auto-adjusting, so it's not as effective. But let's stop that. Let's not hurt your eyes and your brain. Now we have two, no, I think we did that one. Yes, now we have 2B. To cause to burst violently into flame. You are making the flame happen suddenly. You are flashing the candle, flashing the fire, flashing, I don't know, you got something, the flare, something that can be lit on fire very quickly. 2C1. To cause to reflect, and the thing that you are making reflect is light. So flashing light to make it reflect. Maybe you're putting a mirror in front of a flashlight. Just to make it more confusing. Putting a mirror in front of something to make it reflect around. 2C2 is to cause to reflect light, to cause to reflect light, and the thing that you are making reflect the light is the mirror. So the previous one was causing the light to reflect, and this one is you're causing the mirror to reflect the light. So you are flashing the mirror by moving it around. When the light bounces it, you want to send a signal like, hey, look at me, I'm over here, boop, 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 I'm going to move the light around so it bounces in your eyes, and you're like, whoa, there's somebody over there. You're flashing the mirror that way, but you're also flashing the light because the mirror is moving around, making the light flash. Making the light flash. Okay, now where are we? Oh, we got another one. 2C3, to cause to flash. And the example of the thing in this context that is flashing is the lamp. If you got a lamp right next, just flip the switch. Boop, 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 boop. It's flashing. You got to do it manually. Okay, now we have 2D. To convey by means of flashes of light. To convey by means. So this is like, yeah, I'm trying to convey some information by flashing these lights. Maybe you're on ships and you're flashing the lights, maybe in Morse code. Or using the mirror to say, hello, what's going on? Or so many other possibilities. I don't know if I've ever communicated with lights. Blinking your headlights on your car, flashing your lights. Yep, that's something that we do. 3A, to make known or cause to appear with great speed, as in, flash a message on the screen. What might, if you want it to be sort of unconscious, subconscious, you make it very quick. But if you want it to be a little bit more obvious, you'll flash it briefly, and then it goes away. To make a known or cause to appear with great speed, pew, flashing it very quickly. But if you're putting a message on the screen, you want it to be up there for a little while so people can read your message. I think, but it's coming on very quickly. 3B, to display obtrusively and ostentatiously, hoo-hoo, big words for a big definition, as in always flashing a roll of bills. Yo, here, let me just flash my bills. Look at how much money I have. Look how many bills I have. I got so many $2 bills. Oh, you must be so impressed with me flashing my twos. Ostentatiously, yes. Flashing a gun, you know, in movies we see people open up their coat or something. It's like, oh, look at that gun. Whoa, he's got a gun. He just flashed his gun. I guess I don't want to mess with him. But look at my bills. We have now 3C, to expose to view, usually suddenly and briefly, as in flashed a badge. Yep, that's another example where somebody's flash a gun, flash your badge. Look at how important I am. I got a badge and a gun and bills. And I have to stop for a second. I'm getting confused. Oh, never mind. Okay, I see what's going on. I figured it out. I got confused, and I got a flash of confusion, and I had to check it out. But now I'm good. Number 4, to cover with or form into a thin layer, as 4A, to protect against rain by covering with sheet metal or a substitute for sheet metal. So what are you doing? You are covering something with sheet metal. You're flashing it to protect it against the rain. To cover with or form into a thin layer. Well, let's read 4B. It's going to be similar. To coat with a thin layer, the thing that you are coating is glass, and the thing that's the thin layer is metal or a differently colored glass. So I mean, maybe I've heard of this before. You're flashing a thing to cover it, to protect it, to do something, to add a thin layer on top of a thing. I guess if I take this napkin, I can protect my head by flashing my head with the napkin. I don't know if it's going to do a whole lot of good, but I did it, and it's done. I don't know what the etymology of this, like, why are we using the word flash here? I don't know. Number 5, to subject, where's the end of the, to subject to a supplementary uniform exposure to light before development in order to modify detail or tone. And the thing that you are doing this to is an exposed photographic negative or positive. Depending on what your film is, what you're doing, you're either working with a negative or a positive of the film, and you're flashing it. You're just briefly putting light on the situation to adjust the exposure. I guess the first thing where you're probably using this flash is when you're actually taking the picture. Hey, look, I can actually take a picture. I can do one of these on my phone right now. I got to change a setting because I don't usually like having the flash on. But hey, look, let's take a picture of myself. And let's bring the camera in sort of close so we can see. Yeah. Oh, and you get some crazy reflections over there. Woo! Okay, so now I should turn that feature off because I don't want the flash to go off when I'm taking a picture later. But I think another time when you're using this flash is when you're developing the film. Maybe you're putting a flash on to adjust the exposure before development to modify detail or tone. I never did this, so I can't give you any more details. But I think that might be where it's used. But yeah, definitely. Definitely when you're taking the picture. Sometimes you need a flash. or you want to flash for artistic purposes. Number six, to expose, here we got it again, to expose one's breasts or genitals, usually suddenly and briefly too. So this is intransitive and transitive. I guess you are flashing yourself, but how is the intransitive? To expose, where was it? Where was the intransitive? Here we go. To expose one's breasts or genitals, usually suddenly and briefly in public. So if you're doing it out in public, it's flashing, but if you're doing it to somebody, that's transitive? That's a little confusing. Okay, the example here for this last one is flashed the audience. Are you up on stage? All of a sudden you're like, you know what? I think the audience needs to see my breasts or genitals, so I'm going to just briefly show it all to them. And they're gonna love it. Okay, all right, hey everybody. The etymology, there's not so much, and that's very sad. But we do have synonym information for flash. Wow, so much flash talk today. Flash, gleam, glint, sparkle, glitter, glisten, glimmer, and shimmer mean to send forth light. Maybe those need to be the reindeer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of them. Perfect. There was flash and gleam and glint and sparkle, glitter and glisten and glimmer and shimmer. But the most famous reindeer of all is the one we call Paul. Okay, so those words, they mean to send forth light. Flash implies a sudden outburst of bright light, as in lightning flashed. It's one of my favorite things, seeing the lightning and then hearing the thunder. Ooh, it's so good. Gleam suggests a steady light seen through an obscuring medium or against a dark background, as in lights gleamed in the valley. So pretty. Glint implies a cold glancing light, as in glinting steel. Cold. I never thought of light as being cold, but when it's on metal, I guess it's probably cold. Sparkle. Sparkle splash. Sparkle suggests innumerable moving points of bright light, as in the sparkling waters. There's so many surfaces at different angles. The sun, the light is coming down on the water, on the disco ball, at all these different angles. And so it's glinting. Maybe that's not the right word there. It's sparkling. It's so quick and brief and bloop, 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 sparkles all over the place. Glitter connotes a brilliant sparkling or gleaming, as in glittering diamonds. So glitter could be sparkling. It could also be, what was the other word? Gleaming, which was, it's suggesting the steady light seen through an obscuring medium or against a dark background. So glitter can be both. Glisten applies to the soft sparkle from a wet or oily surface, as in glistening wet sidewalk. It's glistening. So I imagine it sort of like a sparkle or a glitter maybe, but it's wet. Glimmer. I love how similar these words are too. Glimmer suggests a faint or wavering gleam, as in a distant glimmering light. Shimmer means shining with a wavering light. Interesting. So the previous one had a wavering gleam. This one has a wavering light. Shimmer means shining with a wavering light, as in a shimmering satin dress. Ooh, look how it shimmers and glimmers and sparkles and farkles. All right, how many of these rhymed? Glimmer, shimmer, those two rhyme. But I guess none of the other ones really rhymed. They just have the similar starts. Gleam, glint, glitter, glisten, glimmer. Five words that start with GL, and most of them are GLI. I wonder if they'll all be in the same episode when I get there. Yes. Okay. Fantastic. Wonderful. Great words. I do think somebody should, I don't know, make a drawing of eight reindeer, or what was another thing with eight? I mean, there's the seven dwarves, but that's different. Yes. Flash, gleam, glint, sparkle, glitter, glisten, glimmer, and shimmer. I feel like they need to be reordered, though. The first four need to end with glimmer, and the next four need to end with shimmer. Can we do this quickly? Can we figure out a way to put this all together? Let's see. Okay, I'm sort of reordering things in my brain real quickly. Flash and gleam and sparkle and glimmer. Glint and glisten and glitter and shimmer. I don't know if that was the best way to reorder them. Maybe I'll think harder about it later. But I'm very excited about these words. What's up now? We have to make a sound effect. Psh! That's a flash. Because now we have the second form of flash. We're definitely more than halfway through this. This is a noun from 1549, number 1A. A sudden burst of light is a flash. 1B. 1B. A movement of a flag in signaling. So yeah, I think you flash the flags, you move them around to either flash the light on them or just to see, oh, a little piece of it at a time, it means something. I've never flashed flags. Number two, a sudden and often brilliant burst, as in a flash of wit. Those are so rare in my life, in my brain, a flash of wit. Usually, I'm just like, my wit is so low. It's the low wit. But then every once in a while, it's like, boom, whoa, he had a flash of wit. And then it goes away. Number three, a brief time, just a flash. Oh, let's hang out for a flash. Number 4A, synonyms are show and display. Especially, here it is, you know what's coming. A vulgar, ostentatious display. Ah, so that could be. Maybe we're... I saw the word vulgar, but maybe we're talking about the flashing of the bills. A show, you're displaying your bills. Bills, bills, bills. For B, but here, maybe this is it. This is archaic, though. A showy, ostentatious person. Ah, the person was called the flash. What a flash. What a showy, ostentatious person. Flashing their bills, flashing their gun, flashing their badge. Flashing their sashes. For C, one that attracts notice, especially an outstanding athlete. They are attracting notice because they're so interesting. They're so talented. Their energy is just like, what? Outstanding athlete. Number 4D. I didn't know my letters for a second. 4D, the synonym is pizzazz. Flash and pizzazz, those definitely go hand in hand. And yes, I think somebody who has pizzazz is showing their pizzazz. They are one who attracts notice. Yes. Do you call people pizzazz? Oh, they're such a pizzazz. I guess we used to call them a flash. I think we should call them a pizzazz. You're being such a pizzazz. Number 5 is obsolete. It is thieves' slang. So it doesn't say that flash is slang for something else. It means that the slang that the thieves use, all of it is the flash. And I don't understand this at all. If you know about thieves' slang called flash, let me know. It's obsolete, so maybe it's still being used. It's not archaic. Number 6, something flashed, as 6A, the synonyms are glimpse and look. Just let me have a little flash. What you got over there? Oh, you got a pie? Let me get a flash at that pie. Number 6B, the synonym is smile. Just flash a smile. 6C, a first brief news report. a first brief, it's quick, it's a news report. Hey, breaking news. Why am I putting my hand to my mouth? Breaking news. We got a flash flood. So we must quickly tell you about the flash flood. I guess we'll see flash flood later, probably. Yes, we will. Number 6D, the synonym, is the second definition for the word flashlight. 6E, a quick-spreading flame or momentary intense outburst of radiant heat. There have been a few times in my life where I'm near a flash of fire. Most recently, we were at a show, a live stage show, and there was a lot of fire sometimes that would go across the stage, and we were near the stage, fifth row, seventh row, whatever it was, I don't know, and we, oh, there's a napkin on my head. Forgot about that. Let's leave it there. But we were close enough to feel the heat of the flash of the flame, and we were like, can you imagine what it's like for the people who are in the first row and also the people on stage? Very quick heat. We did that one. Number 6F1. The synonym is the first definition for the word flashlight. So we got two of those already. How many are there? Well, there's 1A, 1B, and 2. Number 6F2. That's where we are. A device for producing a flashlight for taking photographs. Literally the device, the thing that creates the flash is the flash, and it makes a flash. Back in the olden days of photography, there were different versions, but you know, there was like, I wish I knew the science, the chemical stuff, but they had it on like a pole, and then there was like a reflective surface, and then they'd hit a button or pull a thing, or I don't know, probably light a thing, I don't know what, and it would create this sort of chemical flash of light. We should definitely post a picture. Well, post a link in the show notes for sure about this, the history of the photographic flash. What was it? And then it would gradually, technology and science got better and they could make it easier. And I remember as a kid having those like block of flashes that you'd stick on a camera, and like once one was done, it was done. You couldn't use it again. And then you would use the next one. And I don't know, you'd get five in a block or something like that. That was the 80s. Okay, that was the device. Now we have number 7. The synonym is the 7A definition for the word rush. Rush, I know, is one of the definitions in the English language, or one of the words in the English language that has the most definitions. It may not be the most, but it's up there. It's in like the top 5. Number 8, the rapid conversion of a liquid into vapor. Okay, the first thing I can think of is that there was the trend going around in social media a little while back where people would take like hot water out into freezing cold temperatures, and then they would pour it just into the air, and psh, in an instant, the hot water would just flash into a vapor, into a gas, into steam. Something about the change of really hot to really cold in an instant flashed it. All right, that's it for that one. Let's go on to the third form of flash. You can't get away from the word flash. This word has a whole lot of definitions. It must be up there in the top 5 or 10 of words with the most definitions. The third form is an adjective from circa 1700. 1A, the synonyms are flashy and showy. Flashy and showy, that person, that pizzazz is such a flash. They're a flash person. A flash pizzazz. 1B, of relating to or characteristic of flashy people or things, as in flash behavior. Now, I definitely would want to say flashy here, but that's wrong. It's just wrong. 1C, of relating to or characteristic of persons considered social outcasts. What? As in flash language. Well, maybe that has to do with the thieves' slang. thieves are kind of social outcasts in many situations, except in their thief communities. Flash language. Ooh, I definitely need to know more about this. Flash language, slang, social outcasts. What is going on with the etymology there? Number two, of sudden origin and short duration, as in a flash fire. So yeah, I think I talked a lot about before about how the whole thing about the word flash is it's a sudden boo. But often, maybe not all the time, but often it's also a quick out. It comes and goes so quickly. People come and go so quickly around here. People flash. Glinda flashes. Okay, so that was, yeah, flash fire. Now we have number three. Having or using a solid-state data storage technology that retains data or data even without a connection to a power source, as in flash memory. I have heard of this. I deal with computers, but I am not smart enough in the IT world to fully understand what this is, or why, or how. It's a type of memory in your computer that's flash memory, because it is a solid-state data storage technology that retains data even without connection to a power source. What? How can you do that? It's not even connected to power, and it's still storing my info. Fascinating and amazing. That's a flash from my mouth. The fourth form of flash. I mean, I kind of feel like, should I just make this the last one? Nah, it's too much. The fourth form of the word flash is an adverb from 1970. By very brief exposure to an intense altering agent, as heat or cold, as in flash fry, also flash freeze. The first one is the heat, the second one is the cold. I think mostly we're doing this with food. So was it in 1970, give or take, when they figured out how to do this, to flash fry or flash freeze something? Was it the technology that allowed us to do this? Or they were like, hey, what if we just heated this up very quickly, very fastly? Or what if we froze this quickly and fastly, and it's just a flash? Yeah, I don't know enough about food processing, food creation, food cooking to know what's why you would do this, what's the point, what's the, I don't know, but I've heard of it. All right, let's do one more word for this episode. Pew! That wasn't enough of a flash. We gotta go. Pew! Flashback. One word, noun from 1903. Number one, a recession of flame to an unwanted position. Where might that position be? As into a blowpipe. Recession of flame to an unwanted position. So the flame recesses back to somewhere where you don't want it to be. A blowpipe? I don't know enough about this. Number 2A, interruption of chronological sequence, as in a film or literary work, by interjection of events of earlier occurrence. Also, an instance of flashback is flashback. We're all aware of this, I think. I hope. If you're above a certain age, you know what a flashback is. Let's quickly... Let's stick with this one. Usually film or literary work. Film also encompasses TV, you know, just video stuff edited into a thing. And, it's just a very good use of it's a way to give you some information about what happened back in the day. What happened before this? Why do we need to know about this information at this point in time? Is it, we know something, we just got a scene, and then we get a flashback to sort of help explain the scene or help you understand more about the scene, or maybe the flashback is coming so you're setting up the next scene. See, now we know about what happened back in time. Now we can know about what's going on in our present time. There's also flash forward, which is going to be the next episode, where you jump ahead of in time. Like, oh, this is going to happen. You got to use this, I think, very, very smartly. It's a very, very good use of something. What that something is, I don't know. We have now 2B, a past incident recurring vividly in the mind. Oh, I just had a flashback of when I was 4 and I hurt my forehead and I got stitches. Oh, that's a traumatic flashback. I don't want to think about that. That's flashback. Anything else? I don't know. I because I'm in the movie world a little bit, want to be more. I think about this. This is a thing that I will have to think about more in my future. Let me flash forward to my future when I'm thinking about flashbacks. All right, let's pick a word of the episode. We had flash, 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 flashback. And I think I'm going to pick flashback as the word of the episode because it has to do with movies and I like movies. Movies sometimes have flashbacks, thinking back to the future times. No, that's wrong. Do I try again or do I just leave it? Let it die. Sometimes movies have flashbacks, thinking back to the time that happened before. Bip, done. Maybe the next movie I tell you about will have had a flashback. Will I have remembered? Probably not. Heart Eyes. That is the next movie on the list that we saw. This is a straight-up horror rom-com. It's very romantic. It's funny. It's horrific. People get murdered. If you like horror movies, you might like this one. I'm not going to tell you much about it. That's all I'm going to say. Were there flashbacks, though? There probably were. I can't specifically remember. I wouldn't be surprised if there were. I think there might have been. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Heart eyes. Like the eyes are hearts, like that emoji. All right, that is it for this episode. What a fun word to talk about, the word flash. And guess what? We're going to talk more about it in the next episode because there's a bunch of more flash words. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.